Tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of the CMPD shooting death of Keith Scott. In the last year, the protests the shooting inspired have been the impetus for a lot of discussion and reflection. Whether they've inspired change depends on your point of view. That week changed a lot of lives, protesters, politicians, concerned citizens. WFAE has been speaking to many of them this week. Charlotte Talks host Mike Collins spoke to Mayor Jennifer Roberts. Here's a portion of their conversation.
It was a moment that highlighted some things that we knew about Charlotte in terms of the two Charlottes, in terms of there are people who feel left behind, who feel left out of prosperity, who feel that their corners of the city are forgotten. And this was an incident that underscored that. And, you know, it followed on the heels of several other officer-involved shootings around the country. I remember people calling me and saying something about, why didn't you arrest that female officer? Confusing us with Tulsa, mm-hmm. which had happened just a few days before. Right. And so it was really a culmination of a frustration that we are leaving people behind.
Well, you know, I was going to bring that up because this surprised a lot of people in the immediate aftermath of the shooting and the riots that followed. You heard people say, well, this isn't Charlotte. And I think it was Andrew Murray, a prosecutor, who said, this is Charlotte. But because you're mayor, because you're a politician, because you spent time on county commission, et cetera, you probably knew a lot of things about Charlotte and the underside of Charlotte that ordinary citizens did not. So this did not surprise you?
The county commission deals with health and human services, and I had seen the two Charlottes as a commissioner. And if you talk to folks on the east and west side of our city, or the Bettysford Road corridor, the city has known this for a while as well. The elected representatives had known that. That's why the city has had targeted investments in places like Freedom Drive and West Boulevard, streetcar, why the streetcar is so important, connecting our east and west. Going to Johnson C. Smith, showing that it's not a streetcar to nowhere. It actually connects people who need connecting to our center city.
Some of the people who were talking about the riots that followed this said that most of the rioting was caused or pushed by outside agitators, not people within Charlotte. Do you think that's true?
There were some people who came from other places, but a lot of those folks were from Charlotte. You know, I spent the evenings and the days meeting with people, meeting with faith community leaders, meeting with protesters. You know, I was down the streets. I was talking to folks, and there were a lot of people I recognized, a lot of people who I had seen before and who truly were looking to find ways to bridge that gap. And to have people realize that there is inherent racism in our systems, not in our people per se, in the way that we have built our economy, built our community, even the red line that happened, the way that we moved businesses out of Brooklyn Village. So much of that continues to play out in the hopes and dreams of people here. And these folks in the community want Charlotte leaders to know that.
I don't know how anybody prepares for something like what happened here last year, but you were criticized for spending too much time with national media like CNN and not enough time with local media and not talking to citizens directly but through the national media. Some accused you of being divisive and ineffective. Do you think any of those criticisms are valid?
Look, there are a bunch of different viewpoints in our community. I deal with that every day, and everybody has a right to their opinion. I reached out to citizens. I had meetings every day. People who think I was distant weren't there, don't know. You know, we're in a very political environment, and people take political pot shots whenever they can because they're trying to raise up their side.
How would you assess your handling of it? How would you grade yourself?
Considering that Charlotte had not seen something like that before, and with the challenges we had again in managing not just the video aspect and the actual incident, but managing the size of the protests and the flexibility with social media. If you remember, we didn't know where people were going to be one day to the next. It was fluid. It was changing. We were learning, as the community was learning, how to respond. There were folks who were worried about different parts of the city and folks appearing, and it was a very fluid situation.
Do you think it led to your defeat in this last primary election?
Let the pundits say that. I feel very proud of the accomplishments I've had in the last 2 years. There are a number of things that we have improved, moved forward on, And a lot of people feel more included in the conversation. And that's really important in a democracy.
And that's Charlotte Talks host Mike Collins speaking to Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts. You can hear more of that interview at WFAE.org/Charlotte Talks. And tomorrow night, Charlotte Talks will broadcast a live 2-hour public conversation related to the Keith Scott shooting. We'll examine policing, activism, and economic opportunity. The event begins at 7 p.m. You can attend by registering at WFAE.org.